Vishnupad Paramahansa Paripada Pacharya Svota Sutta Sri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Vijaya. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Vijaya. Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Paripada Pacharya Svota Sutta Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasati Goswami Prabhupada Vijaya. Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Ki Jai, Sri Sri Radha Krishna, Gopa Gopina, Shamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Navadvip Dham Ki Jai, Jamuna Mai Ki Jai, Ganga Mai Ki Jai, Tulsi Devi Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Samveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Glories to Srila Prabhupada. So how long should the class go? Till 7. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We read from the Bhagavad Gita as it is, Chapter 3, Karma Yoga, Text 10. Sahayagya Prajashristva Purovacha Prajapati Anena Prasavishyadvam Heshe Vos Vishtakamadu Sahayagya Prajashristva Purovacha Prajapati Anena Prasavishyadvam Esha Vos Vishtakamadu Saha.
Along with
Yagya
sacrifices.
Praja,
generations.
Shristva,
creating.
Pura,
anciently.
Huvacha,
said.
Prajapati,
the Lord of creatures.
Anena,
by this.
Prasavishadvam,
be more and more prosperous.
Esha,
this.
Va,
your.
Astu,
let it be.
Ishta,
of all desirable things.
Kamaduk,
bestower.
Translation. In the beginning of creation, the Lord of all creatures sent forth generations of men and demigods, along with sacrifices for Vishnu, and blessed them by saying, be thou happy by this yajna, sacrifice, because its performance will bestow upon you everything desirable for living happily and achieving liberation. Please repeat. In the beginning of creation,
the Lord of all creatures,
sent forth generations,
of men and demigods,
along with sacrifices for Vishnu,
and
bless
them by saying,
be thou happy,
by this
yajna,
sacrifice,
because its performance
will bestow upon you
everything desirable
for living happily
and achieving liberation. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The material creation by the Lord of creatures, Vishnu,
is a chance offered to the conditioned souls to come back home, back to Godhead. All living entities within the material creation are conditioned by material nature because of their forgetfulness of their relationship to Vishnu or Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Vedic principles are to help us understand this eternal relation. As it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Vedaischa sarvair aham eva vedya. The Lord says that the purpose of the Vedas is to understand Him. In the Vedic hymns, it is said, Patim Vishvasyameshwaram. Therefore, the Lord of the living entities is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, also 2.4.20, Srila Shukadeva Goswami describes the Lord as Pati in so many ways. What does Pati mean? P-A-T-I. What does Pati mean? Huh? Wait. Raise your hand. Okay, behind Namasharanya Prabhu.
Possessor. Owner.
Husband. Yes. They're all true, but husband is good. Protector also. Okay. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam also, 2.4.20, Srila Shukadeva Goswami describes the Lord as Pati in so many ways. Shriya Patir Yagya Pati Praja Patir Diyam Patir Loka Patir Dara Pati Patir Gatis Chandaka Vrishni Satvatam Prasidatam Me Bhagavan Satam Pati. The Prajapati is Lord Vishnu, and He is the Lord of all creatures, all worlds, and all beauties, and the protector of everyone. The Lord created this material world to enable the conditioned souls to learn how to perform yajñas, sacrifices, for the satisfaction of Vishnu. So that while in the material world, they can live very comfortably without anxiety, and after finishing the present material body, they can enter into the kingdom of God. So who wants to live in the material world very comfortably without anxiety? Parth? Yes, he was the first to raise his hand. Well, doesn't everyone? Why aren't you raising your hand? And then who wants to enter the kingdom of God after the present lifetime? Oh, okay. I see. Well, that's good.
That's unanimous. And what is the method? What is the method for living comfortably without anxiety and in the end entering the kingdom of God? Yes, but how specifically? Parv? Yagya. Yes, sacrifice. Exactly. So, the Lord created the material world to enable the conditioned souls to learn how to perform yagyas, sacrifices, for the satisfaction of Vishnu. So that while in the material world, they can live very comfortably without anxiety, and after finishing the present material body, they can enter into the kingdom of God. That is the whole program for the conditioned soul. But what is the whole program for the conditioned soul? Okay, I'll read it again. The Lord, and I'm going to ask again, so pay attention and remember. So, the Lord created this material world to enable the conditioned souls to learn how to perform yagyas, sacrifices, for the satisfaction of Vishnu. So that while in the material world they can live very comfortably without anxiety, and after finishing the present material body, they can enter into the kingdom of God. That is the whole program for the conditioned soul. So according to this verse and purport, what is the whole program for the conditioned soul? Yes, to perform yagya, sacrifice. And then what is the result?
Wait.
Raise your hands because too many people are speaking at the same time. Okay, yes.
To satisfy Vishnu.
That is the purpose. And then what do we get? What happens to us? Yes? We live comfortably without anxiety and? Yes. And at the end of life, we enter the kingdom of God. Very good. That is the whole program for the conditioned soul. By performance of yagya, the conditioned souls gradually become Krishna conscious and become godly in all respects. In the age of Kali, the Sankirtan yagya, the chanting of the names of God, is recommended in the Vedic scriptures, and this transcendental system was introduced by Lord Chaitanya for the deliverance of all men in this age. So, the Bhagavad Gita is recommending the performance of yagya or sacrifice. And what kind of yagya or sacrifice is especially recommended and appropriate for the present age, Kali Yuga? Yes. Yes, Sankirtana Yagya. And what does Sankirtana Yagya mean?
Chanting the holy name of the Lord.
Yes. In the age of Kali, the Sankirtana Yagya,
the chanting of the names of God is recommended in the Vedic scriptures. And this transcendental system was introduced by
Lord Chaitanya
for the deliverance of all men in this age. Sankirtan Yajna and Krishna consciousness go well together. Lord Krishna, in his devotional form, as Lord Chaitanya, is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.32 as follows, with special reference to the Sankirtan Yajna. Krishna Varnam Tisa Krishnam Sango Pangasta Parshadam Yajnai Sankirtana Prayar Yajanti Hi Sumedasa. In this age of Kali, people who are endowed with sufficient intelligence will worship the Lord, who is accompanied by his associates by performance of Sankirtan Yajna. So here the word Sumedasa means intelligent or good intelligence. And there's a contrary word in the Bhagavad Gita, Alpamedasa, which is used to refer to people who worship demigods. So people who worship the demigods are less intelligent, and those who worship Lord Chaitanya or Krishna by performance of Sankirtan Yajna are very intelligent, like all of you. Other yajnas described in the Vedic literatures are not easy to perform in this age of Kali. But the Sankirtan Yajna is easy and sublime for all purposes, as recommended in Bhagavad Gita 9.14. Now, does anyone know what Bhagavad Gita 9.14 says? People who have smartphones are quickly. So did you find it? Yes. So satatam means always. Kirtayanto means chanting. Kirtan, performing kirtan, chanting or glorifying. And mam means about Krishna. So there is a harmony among the different Vedic scriptures. They say the same thing. And Srimad Bhagavatam says the same thing, and Srimad Bhagavad Gita says the same thing. We should perform Sankirtan Yajna. All right, and what is the result? Yes, we enter the kingdom of God. And before then? Live comfortably without anxiety. Okay. That is the whole program for the conditioned soul. Very good. So, specifically, we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, as you know. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we have a few minutes left. Do any of you have any questions or comments?
His Holiness Your Swamiji ki jai. So Prabhuji, Srila Prabhupada's purport says like all men, always he mentions like all men. So it includes, does it include like all the living beings, human beings?
Yes, I was thinking of bringing up that point. What does it mean, all men, when Srila Prabhupada says all men? But men is includes women. It's a linguistic convention. You say men, but it includes women, all human beings. Manusya, Manu, the descendants of Manu, Manusya, are men and women. Good point, thank you. Any other questions or comments? Yes.
Ramji is mentioning that Sankirtan Yajna and Krishna consciousness go well together. Isn't it the Sankirtan Yajna is a part of the Krishna consciousness?
Well, Sankirtan Yoga and Krishna consciousness go well together. Krishna consciousness and Sankirtan Yoga go well together because Sankirtan Yoga increases our Krishna consciousness. And if we are Krishna conscious, we will want to perform Sankirtan Yoga. So each supports the other, and therefore Srila Prabhupada says they go well together. Yes, Parth?
What's the difference between kirtan and chanting?
Well, kirtan literally means glorification. And chanting, just like we chant Hare Krishna, we can chant generally in one of two ways. One is kirtan, which is singing, usually accompanied by musical instruments. And the other is japa. Like we have our chanting beads, japa mala, and we chant on these, and that is mainly for our own selves to hear. But others can also hear us, and they can also benefit by hearing. So the chanting can be done either, you know, softly, mainly for one's own self in japa, or loudly, usually in a group with musical instruments in kirtan. So we do both. For initiated devotees in ISKCON, the minimum requirement is to chant 16 rounds daily. But we also perform kirtan. And kirtan, according to Srila Jiva Goswami, kirtan has a special power to evoke spiritual feelings. So we do both kinds of chanting. Any other questions or comments?
if we get our enjoyment, what do the devas, what are the devas' enjoyment with their spirituality?
Sorry, what is whose enjoyment?
Devatas.
Oh, the devatas, the demigods? Well, the demigods are devotees, but not pure devotees, generally. So, therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that those who worship the devas or devatas are less intelligent, and their worship is not proper of Vidhi Purvakam, because they should actually worship Krishna. Bhagavad Gita says those who worship the demigods are less intelligent, and their worship is not proper. Plus, the fruits of worshipping the demigods are limited and temporary. Whereas the ultimate fruit of worshipping Lord Krishna is eternal. To enter the kingdom of God. So, but the demigods, they enjoy a higher standard of material pleasure than people on the earth. Even on the earth, there are relativities. Like people, generally speaking, people in America enjoy more than people in some poor country. It seems that quite a few Indians come to America. Why do you come to America? There's a different standard. So, within the universe, there are different standards. So the demigods, the standard of living on the planets of the demigods is higher. But still, a Brahma Bhuvana Loka Purna Janma Avartina, from the highest planet of Brahma Loka to the lowest, all are places of misery where the repetition of birth and death take place. So whether you're in India or America or China or the moon, there's still birth, death, old age, and disease. So real happiness means becoming free from those miseries, janma mritu jara vyadi, dukkha doshana darshanam. So we should be aware of those miseries. That's part of knowledge, part of the process of knowledge. And we should make a program to become free from those miseries. And the program is to go back home, back to Godhead. And that can be achieved by Krishna consciousness, by performance of Sankirtan Yoga. It's very important, otherwise we'll have to suffer again and again and again. And Kali Yuga is only getting worse. It's not getting better, so we should get out as soon as possible. Hare Krishna. Any other questions or comments? Yes?
You can accept my humble other pronouns. Yagnam, other form of Yagnams, Maharaj, like homams, rituals, Sri Kalyanams, how they weigh in when compared to Sankirtana? Does it one weigh more, one less?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Other form of Yagnams, like homams,
oh, yeah.
Rituals.
Yeah.
Sri Kalyanams.
Yeah.
So, how it compare, how one way seeing more ways and less and compared to Sankirtan?
Well, the traditional Vedic yagyas were recommended for a previous age, and they're not even possible to be performed in the present age. There are four ages that repeat in cycles like the four seasons. So there's Satyayug, Tretayug, Dwaparayug, and Kali Yuga. So in Satyayug, the recommended process was meditation. In Tretayug, the recommended process was Vedic sacrifice. In Dwaparayug, the recommended process was temple worship. And in the present age of Kali Yuga, the recommended process is Sankirtan. So, yeah, those Vedic yagyas are very elaborate. They involved tons of grains and ghee, and so they're not really practical. I mean, we do have our little fire yagyas, which we do when we install deities, when we perform initiations. We have those. But Srila Jiva Goswami says that every process, including deity worship, should be accompanied with kirtan, the chanting of the holy names. Because that's the recommended method. It goes well with Krishna consciousness. And so whatever we do, it should be accompanied by kirtan. Hare Krishna.